The following content is rated M for mature.
Welcome to the Dragon Fisters podcast. Don't worry, we'll be gentle.
This is the Dragon Fisters Actual Play Podcast, episode 190. While dillying in a bar, Marmalek and Galen ran across some actual members of the Raven Queen's flock. Meanwhile, Leo and Dorian were dallying down by the docks and found out some rather disturbing news. Now, before we find out exactly how hard Leo laughs in Dorian's face, let's go ahead and do some intros.
I'm Al, and I play Marmalek the Scholar.
Hi, this is John. I play Leopold Hardwick.
This is Dave, and I play Dorian Almax.
This is John, and I'll be playing Galen Brandybine.
This is Jesse, and I'm your Game Master.
And now, let's get back to the gameplay.
Orcus was extremely powerful. It would have taken everything Pelor had to even hold him off long enough to put Elysium into a dimmed state, as they called it. I don't believe he exists anymore.
At least it sounds like he took out Orcus, too. Whoever the hell that is.
Honestly, I'm not entirely sure he did. And I'm just going to keep walking, having said that.
Aww. Alright, so let's go back over then now to Marmalek and Galen, who have last time been confronted by the followers of the Raven Queen and have decided that they should probably head over and find Leo and Dorian to figure out what their next move is.
So I'm assuming we've either finished that bottle or just about finished that bottle.
Probably, yeah.
And I'll turn a slightly drunken eye to Marmalek and go, how about we pocket the rest of this and see if we can't find Dorian and Leo before they get themselves into any trouble.
That sounds good to me. Let's head down towards the docks a little bit more and find them.
I think we're at the docks. I mean, we're in a ship, even if it's upside down, right?
We're pretty close. That's good.
All right. Well, let's head out then.
All right.
We'll sort of stagger towards the front door.
Nice. All right. So you guys basically make your way across over to the docks and begin to look for Leo and Dorian.
It's pretty simple. Galen just starts going, Leo, Dorian. Hey guys, where are you at?
So we'll say probably a few minutes after your encounter on the ship with the dwarf and the captain. You guys begin to kind of make your way down the dockside when Leo begins to hear his name bellowed out. And despite all of the ruckus and noise going on around you, you do manage to hear that just over everything.
Is his voice slurred at all?
Oh God, yeah.
It's like, all right, Galen. Galen's probably feeling no pain right about now.
Yeah, perfect. That's all we need.
I'm just gonna stand there and wait for him to find us.
Yep, I'm just going to stand right in the middle of the dock and just wait.
He probably actually, while calling your name, walks right by you.
All right, if that starts to happen, I actually will call out to him.
Okay.
I think that definitely happens.
Yeah, like mere feet away from you. It's not like he's like a handful of yards away. Like he passes right in front of you. And okay. Just like while he lets out a Leo right in front of you.
I'm going to clap my hand over his mouth when that happens. Like,
and he starts to fail.
Shut up.
Oh, hey, Leo, we were looking for you.
Yeah,
you have
I noticed.
Here too?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the whole dock knew that you were looking for me.
Well, then they helped me try to find you, right? Didn't it make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense, Leo. It makes sense.
Oh, I'm guessing you guys had fun in the tavern.
Not really.
Oh, we did, but these guys came in, and they were kind of assholes, but they worked for the Raven Queen, and they told us that we could come and stay with them. But you know what? I don't think Dorian can stay because he doesn't have the mark. Mark, Marm, tell him about the mark.
What?
You know, the mark from the stones that we had, but we didn't. That all have them, did we?
The red stones?
The black stones?
The ones from the grave, the queen?
Yeah, we all had one.
Not the stones! The thing, she put the mark with the raven on it, whatever, but Dorian didn't do it.
Yeah, that. Dorian, you didn't do it, did you?
No, I spoke with the Raven Queen and no mark was imparted on me.
I don't know if you can stay.
Yeah, you might not be able to stay.
That's fine, we're not planning on staying anyway.
Yeah, but me and Galen and Leo, we can all get room and board. And they'll probably pay for our drinks and books and stuff.
Well, this
yeah, I'm all set with drinks.
As soon as we find a boat leaving here and heading for our destination, we're leaving.
So back to the material plane?
No, that's not going to happen.
We're actually not going to be going there because there is a barrier that not even the boats can get past. So
what?
Instead, we'll be heading to the Halls of Celestia.
Where the hell is that?
It's the Halls of Celestia. I honestly don't know beyond that. That's just the name of the place we have to go.
I think maybe she snookered us. Didn't she tell us that we could go home? And then she sent us here and didn't tell us because the guy said that you know there was something going on and we were supposed to tell him, but nobody told us.
Well, unfortunately, it appears that the Raven Queen has little knowledge of things beyond her judging of the dead.
She never said that we would definitely be able to find passage to the material plane here. She just said that we could find passage off of this plane and possibly to the material plane. She was not sure.
So, we have a new lead, at least, and it's within our best interest to follow it.
Jesse, Marm would know stuff about planar travel, correct? Because of the book he read and all of his other knowledge.
Is he gone?
No, he says he's back.
No, I'm muted.
Ah.
Quite possibly. What are you looking for?
If there would be any other way around, possibly through people that Marm might know as well.
What do you mean around?
The perceived block between getting from our current plane back to the material plane.
Hmm.
You know, possibly calling in a favor or something.
That's a mighty large leap.
Yeah, that it is.
Yeah.
You
know what? Give me a planar knowledge check. And if you are good enough, I will give you a tidbit of info. How's that? You want to? Let's play it that way.
Okay. Will a 29 do anything?
Jesus.
Nope. Hold a 14.
I guess it could.
Boos is so pained right now.
I am.
The DC was 30, so close.
Actually, it was, but it was close enough. So let's do this. We will say that You're thinking of possible ways of planar travel at this point. You kind of put all your buns in the single basket of, all right, well, we make it to Gloomrod and they take us to the material plane. So you really hadn't given it much thought, right? But now that Dorian comes back and he's like, well, the captain of the ship said that we can't travel to the material plane from, you know, via ship. And so you start kind of racking your head a little bit. And the one thing that kind of pushes out in your head slightly, now that you start to kind of think a little bit, is that the only way you know of in terms of interplanar travel that you have read about is what they call the City of Doors. This is a dimension that people use occasionally to travel between. So it's kind of a go-between between dimensions.
Okay. Can he remember anything that would give him a direction to go for that? Is it something that is commonly known about, or is it?
Oh God, yeah. Okay. Yeah, the City of Doors, it is, it's not, the City of Doors is kind of the nickname for this plane. It's more common nomenclature is Sigil.
Okay. Marm's going to say to Leo and Agnum, so you guys were down at the docks and they just said that we can't get there? We can't get back to the material plane?
Correct. According to the captain, there's a barrier that's been there for, he said, I believe, almost 1,000 years, as far as he is able to recall, and that no one is able to travel there.
Interesting. Okay. Well, there's... I remember another way of moving about that wouldn't make us travel to that many more planes. Have you ever heard of the Sigil or the City of Doors?
I have not.
Okay. Well, it's a plane of travel, so to speak, where people can get between two different planes without a back passage, so to speak. So it could possibly help us a little bit more, and we wouldn't have to go through all of these other places. We could just get back to the material plane and get back to what we were doing.
Are you sure this place exists?
It's pretty commonly known about.
Then how would we get there?
That I'm not too positive. But I can look into it a little bit more. Maybe if we take a little bit of time and go to the Raven Queen's temple here and spend a little bit of time researching, we can be able to figure it out.
I'm gonna stop you really quick.
Okay.
Remember the library?
Yep. And the book that I have on planar travel.
Yeah.
That I've been reading.
Yep.
Yep.
And what are the three places that I told you it had?
Gol, Val Morana, and Pluton.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
He wants to go to the to see what else is available at the Raven Queen's place, if
okay.
possible. If not, you know what? He will at least enlighten them. And he's going to hold up the book and go, what we are looking for could kind of be right in here. So we can either, we don't really have any money, but if we can find a place to stay, I can finish reading up. I've been reading up on a lot of the different planar travel that we could potentially do.
Well, how long do you think it would take you to research it?
No more than a week.
I've been reading the whole time.
Then I would prefer it if you did it on the boat that will be taking us to the Halls of Celestia once we find one.
I'm all set with going to Celestia. I don't like boats.
You've never been on a boat.
Yes, I have, with you.
Wait, you mean that would-be raft?
No, the one, the other one.
I'm going to lean over to Galen, even though he's drunk.
Swaying slightly, kind of trying to follow the conversation.
Did something happen when I was Agnim that I don't remember?
We were on a boat, you don't remember? We went to the town and there was nobody there, and then we wanted to go down the river, and then, you know, Marv said he didn't want to go on the boat, but then we found another boat, but it had like a house on it. And we went in, and then he said something about maybe jumping out. I don't remember, but we were on a boat.
You don't remember? We were. Okay. All right. Why don't you like boats, Marv?
They're unsure. They're unsafe.
He starts elbowing Dorian. I don't think he can swim.
Well, I don't think there's any water out there. We're traveling through, you know, the space between planes. You don't have to worry about swimming out there.
That's even less comforting. Just give me a day or two, and I'll see what I need for this. I'd rather be in a city when if I need any supplies for you know, the rituals.
And with that, I'm just gonna sigh. All right, 2 days. But in the meantime, I'm going to look for a ship that can travel at that time. And once that time comes, either I'm dragging you on there or I'm leaving you behind.
Oh, you don't have to touch me. You can leave me behind.
All right, if that's what you want. And with that, I'm going to go back to looking for a boat.
All right. So what is Marmalek going to be doing right now?
Finding a quiet place to continue researching and figuring out what he would need to travel to Sigil.
All right. So what are you going to call a quiet place? Not many of those around here.
The tavern? With
tavern? Yeah, that's good. Like a corner of the tavern?
Exactly. I figure Dorian or Galen would be more than happy to accompany me.
It might not be all that quiet if you're going to take him with you.
Oh, he can ignore most things. That's the best part about it.
He traveled with Galen long enough, he can learn how to block out stuff.
So yeah, he'll go and he'll sit and fully research Sigil and how to get there.
Very nice. All right, and I'm guessing that Galen is probably going to go back over and asked to practice the fiddle a little more?
I guess if Morm doesn't ask him if he wants to come back with him, yeah, he might wander back out to the bar.
There you go.
People are kind of breaking up. Morm's like, oh, I'm going to read, which that sounds boring, especially when you're drunk. And, you know, Dorian's being Dorian. So he looks at Leo and shrugs. He's like, I'll be in the bar.
Leo just kind of looks down at me and he's like, yeah, shocker.
Do you want to come?
Nope. Not even remotely.
You might want to keep an eye on Dorian, then he could get into trouble.
Yeah, I'll keep an eye on Dorian.
Okie dokie.
You go keep an eye on the bar.
I got it.
And I'm going to turn to Dorian, and I'm going to be like, why don't we just look for a ship that's going to Sigil?
To Sigil?
Yeah. Why go to the Halls of Celestia if we can just find a ship to take us to Sigil and we can take a portal to the material plane?
Because, first of all, we're basing this off of a hunch that Marm has. We don't know if this place he's talking about even exists. I would much rather at least start making our way to some place where we can actually receive help than to waste more time looking around for something that we have no positive proof about.
Well, we don't definitely know that Morden's going to be on the Halls of Celestial anyway.
We just asked, and travelers, merchants that trade through the different realms.
And he said that he was kind of certain that Moradin was there.
Well, but, that's more to go on than just a thought about something he might have read.
All right, fine. Let's see if we can find a boat to the Halls of Celestia, then.
That's the plan.
Hopefully they don't get too drunk that we end up having to get into a fight.
Yeah. Well, at this point, if they get into a fight, it's their own fault. I'm going to start walking again.
I'm just going to kind of like shake my head and follow after him.
All
looking
right.
for a boat to the Halls of Celestial.
Indeed. All right. So, you guys kind of wander about asking various ships, you know, where they're going and how are they getting there and all that kind of stuff. And basically, as you're wandering around, you kind of get the sense that there's not a lot of people that make direct trips to Celestia. There are a couple of people that tell you that, oh, yeah, I guess I'll be going there and, you know, in a couple of trips and, you know, and things like that. But for the most part, there's, you do hear a couple of people that are saying, you know, oh, well, yeah, I mean, I'm going up to the green fields first, or, you know, yeah, we have to make a trip to the abyss, but then we're going to go to Celestia. So.
Are there any that claim that on the way to Celestia or wherever is Sigil named at all?
No, nobody actually says that they're... are you going to actually inquire into it, or are you just going to kind of listen up for it?
No, I'm just going to listen in passing.
All right, yeah, so nobody actually mentions Sigil at all.
Okay.
When Dorian's asking about getting to the Halls of Celestia, I'm going to ask around, see if they had no Elysium at all.
All right, go ahead and give me a diplomacy check.
I can do that.
Can you?
Maybe. 22.
Not bad. Pretty much everybody that you talk to, they say that in about 2 to 3 weeks they'll be making a trip to Elysium, because that's when a couple of the festivals kick up, and so they have a lot of imported goods from the docks going into Elysium for supplies. So they do have a couple of ships. You have a couple of ships that will be going there in about 2 weeks.
All right, good to go. I'm going to turn to Dorian and be like, listen, if we can't get to the Halls of Celestia anytime soon, at least go to Elysium, see if your god is actually dead or not, and see if, I don't know, maybe one of your old compatriots can help us.
How long did they say before they were, like, rough estimate how long it would take them to arrive at the Halls of Celestia?
Probably with all the stops that they had to make, a couple months.
Alright. Well, given the choice then, yeah, the Elysium is the better option. At least then, if nothing pans out, we'll still have enough time to make it back for the trip to the Halls of Celestia.
Alright. I'm gonna talk to one of the ships that said they were going to Elysium in a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And ask if there's any chance he'd take on the two of us and two of our companions to this trip, on this trip to Elysium.
And so he tells you, usually we don't take on passengers, but I'm sure if, it's not unheard of. We do have a going rate, though.
Alright, what's the going rate?
It's usually about... Well, let's see, how many of them are you?
4 total.
4? Let's see, 4...
Well, 3.5. We got a half one.
Yeah, they tend to be a little bit more of a bother. So let's see, if we factor in all the costs and the added weight and all that, it's probably going to be... let's see, maybe about, I think we could settle on about 2,000 gold.
Wow.
I'm going to look over at Leo. I don't suppose the Raven Queen gave you or the others any money, too, did she?
No. Alrighty then. Any chance you need deckhands for the voyage? That's a little out of our price range.
Unless you guys actually have any talents at shipping.
Yeah, not so much. I'm gonna pull out one of my silver-tipped arrows.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to hold it up and I'm going to be like, you said you were going to Elysium to trade, right?
Aye.
They kind of like shiny things over there, going by what he says. What do you think you'd get for one of these over there?
Probably about 5 silver. It's an arrow.
I'm going to kind of like look at Leo. I'm like, it's a realm of light. It's a peaceful place. Silver and arrow are two things you would probably never hear anyone say in the same sentence.
No wonder your god lost the war, then. Alright, fine. I'm going to put the arrow back in the quiver. And I'm going to turn to Dora and be like, I'm going to turn back to the guy on the ship. I'm going to be like, alright, we'll see what we can scrounge up in the next couple of weeks before you head out. I'll let you know.
And he kind of just gives you a little nod and a wave and carries on.
I'm going to turn to Dora and be like, alright, so... the hell are we going to do now?
Well, we could either look for other boats taking it, going to Elysium, or we got to find a way to earn that money.
Well, spend the next short while seeing about a boat to Elysium, or we can head back into town and see if we can find any odd jobs that need being done.
Well... why don't you go look for the jobs? I'll see if I can find a boat. May as well split our efforts in the hopes of, covering more ground.
All right. Say we'll meet back up at the tavern. See if we can find anybody.
All right. Say 2 hours?
Yeah, that'll work.
All right. See you then.
Yep. And I'm actually going to make a beeline for the tavern after I leave him.
Okay. So what's Dorian doing right now?
Basically going back through anyone that said that they were heading to Elysium, see if they take on passengers, if not, I mean, if they do, like, do they charge anything? Will they take on people who will, perform labor? And on top of it, like, back with, what I used to do with Agnum, see if any of them have issues with, injuries and stuff like that, and if having a residential healer would be to their benefit, at least on a temporary basis for passage.
All right. So most of them do say that that either they're full up and they don't need extra dead weight on their ships, or if you're not, a skilled shipwright or shipman or sailor, whatever the word for it is,
they want us to build them a ship.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. If you don't know your way around the rigging, then you're useless to them. Or they have, a going rate for the bother that you're putting on them. It ranges anywhere from probably about 1,000 gold all the way up to 5,000. Some of them even shoot out at you.
All right, but there was one for 1,000?
Yep. Yeah, it was a couple for 1,000.
Okay. Were any of them leaving, around the same time frame as the other one?
Yeah, any of them are leaving within probably about a week and a half to 3 weeks.
Okay, so that gives us a little bit of time. All right, so with having that knowledge, then I'll head back to the tavern.
All right.
All right, just to give you a heads up, I headed straight for the tavern because I figured I'd talk to Galen and Marmalek first before heading out so that they could, maybe try to make some money as well while I was looking.
All right, so let's go ahead and do that then. So you walk into the bar, and like I said, you, if you were listening earlier, it's, kind of dimly lit, kind of dank, big crowd, tons of different people, and when you walk in, you'll actually see Marmalek kind of off in a corner with a decent buffer around him of people kind of staying away at a table all by himself. Meanwhile, Galen is actually playing away at the fiddle, standing up on a chair, one foot on the chair, one foot on the back of the chair, kind of going away at it, accompanied by a very tinny sounding piano.
All right, I'm gonna walk up to Galen first.
He ignores you.
Hey, Galen. And I'm gonna like flick him in like the knee.
What? Did you see him playing?
Yeah, I get that. We need gold in order to get it on a ship. So see if you can make some money doing that. And don't drink it all away.
Oh, well, put your hat down then.
I'm gonna feel on the top of my head and then look at him. Because I'm totally not wearing a hat.
Did you lose your hat? Well, get that guy over there, grab his hat, and put it down.
Alright, yeah, just see if you can make some money. Don't get too drunk, and I'm just going to walk away from him.
And he puts his head back down and starts playing again. The play's louder.
And I'm just going to kind of like nod my head like, alright, there we go. That should make us some money. And then walk over to Marmalek. Did you find anything?
I've been reading since I got here. I have a little bit, but Jesse, what did I find out?
Well, what are you planning on finding out?
What I need to actually accomplish the planar travel.
Ah, okay. Let's see, where did that go? Let's see. So, you've read a couple of things, and you're not attempting to, you're basically only trying to travel from your current location into another plane. So basically all that requires is opening a gate from one place to the next. So as long as you are proper in the ceremony and your sigils and symbols are proper and exact, there's no other materials or anything needed. As long as what you copy down on the area that you're planning to open the gate is exact as to what is in the book, you're good to go.
Okay. I'm going to look at Leo and kind of point to the page that I'm on, which has a good number of the symbols, and he'll be like, well, I don't really need too much. I just need to be able to concentrate when I'm recreating these on, you know, where we're going to be traveling from. It's a pretty good process. It's not going to cost anything that I can tell, so I think it might be better than traveling by boat. I know that my father charges. I mean, I know that they charge a bit when they travel by plane. So yeah. So we can try it in the not too distant future if you want.
All right. Yeah. That's good. All right. So yeah. So whatever. So we found a ship to get us to Elysium.
Yeah, I'm not going.
Okay. Yeah, that's cool. But we are, so we need gold. So we need like 2,000 gold. So if there's anything in that book about making money.
Why do you have to go to Elysium? Why don't you want to just get back to the material plane like we planned?
Because we were trying to get off the material plane.
When?
Weren't we? Something? I don't know.
As far as I know, I was looking for a library that was supposed to be hidden somewhere in the material plane.
Well, we're trying to fix the material plane. I figure you can do it better from on this side.
I wouldn't say that. I mean,
I don't know. I'm just along for the ride. You keep reading then. Where was that? Say something earlier about a Raven Queen temple that some guy invited you back to.
Yeah, they said that we'd be able to get in just by showing our symbols, the marks. If you go out and you go that way, it should be over there.
All right, good to go. I'm gonna go check out there, and then Dorian's gonna be coming back here.
Is he also set on not going back to the material plane?
Yeah, he wants to go to Elysium because his god died, and he wants to check on it.
So the god's dead, but he still needs to go back?
Listen, I don't even pretend to know what the hell is going on in his head.
It's like saying you burnt your bread, but you need to go make sure it's burnt. That doesn't...
No, toast does taste good, but no, listen, he wants to go to Elysium to check on his people or whatever. He's kind of in a state of shock. He just found out his god died, which we found out happened a hell of a long time ago. So I don't know how long we were stuck in the ice, but whatever. Just talk to him when he gets back, and I'm going to go see if I can make us some money, or figure something out. You just keep reading and just keep an eye out for Dorian. Make sure Galen doesn't get too drunk.
Too late.
Yeah, no shit. All right. I'll see you in a couple hours.
All right. I'll be here practicing.
All right, good to go. And I'm going to head out and follow his directions to the Raven Queen Temple thing.
That he has no idea where it actually is. All right.
Yeah. This is real quick. As Leo heads towards the door, Galen has a quick change and starts playing like a dirge as he walks out and the door closes.
I just kind of shoot him a dirty look as I'm walking out.
All right. So we'll say that that Leo wanders off in search of the Raven Queen Temple. And
I'm honestly just going to ask, pretty much Marmalade had no idea what the hell it was, so I'm just going to ask the first person I come to, be like, excuse me, can you point me in the direction of the Raven Queen Temple? All right.
And you get a couple of people that that begin to point you in various directions. They all kind of seem to be pointing in the same general northwesty area. So go ahead and give me a let's say survival. That'll figure for direction at least.
That works. 26.
All right. So you're able to kind of keep this, even though the streets in alleys keep kind of turning, and even as you walk, you can tell that the way that you're walking now isn't the same way that you came before. I could have sworn that I took a right coming down this, but now it only allows me to go straight, and I thought that this was a three-way intersection, but now it's only a left turn, and so everything seems different for some reason. But you're able to kind of keep your general bearings on you, at least, so you're going to be able to head in the right direction. So let's go ahead and in a handful of moments later, now that Dorian has kind of done his gathering and talking to various people on the docks, makes his way back into the tavern to meet up with the other three, though now two.
All right, so I see the two of them there.
Indeed. Well, you see the two of them. They're not in the same space, but they're both in the tavern. Very distinguishable.
All right, well, Galen is playing music, so I'll walk over to Marmalek then. So I found a boat that will grant us passage, but they're asking for 1,000 gold, and we have about a week and a half to 3 weeks. There are several boats, so there's plenty of opportunity to get the money in time.
Why pay money? Why not just travel directly from plane to plane?
Every boat captain I've spoken to has requested money.
Okay, well, we could just not use a boat.
Okay, and what are you suggesting?
The reason I've been reading this book is because it is all about how to travel from plane to plane via ritual, as opposed to ship or anything like that. So we could travel directly to Sigil and make our way back that way.
Well, no one that I spoke to mentioned this place, Sigil. Are you sure it even exists?
I am as sure as you are sure that these boats will take us where you say they're going to go, and we'll be able to get back that way, if not more. So just because you've been to Elysium, or you claim you've been to Elysium, and your god, who has been dead for hundreds of years at this point, apparently, you know, how about you have a little bit more faith in me? I mean, I only killed us once, and we should just really give this book a chance.
If that book has this ritual you're speaking of, and you're positive you can pull it off and get us to the material plane, all right, then I'll back you up on the plan.
All right, then. You should find Leo, because he wandered off to go find the temple of the Raven Queen.
Eh, it's fine. Let him worship his goddess while she still lives as well.
Yeah, but she's not the best to... whatever. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just going to go back to drawing the basic symbols on the table and with his finger practicing.
Nice. I'm guessing you probably have, like, the residue of the alcohol that you're kind of dipping your finger in and practicing drawing figures out.
That and a pretty substantial pile of salt that he's using to just brush aside every once in a while.
I like it. All right. Let's see. What exactly is Leo looking to do? We'll say that it does take you a fair amount of time to get to the temple, but when you do, it is very obvious where you are. This is a very large cathedral-like building that is given space within the city. There's no buildings built near it for probably a good 50 to 60 feet, giving it a fairly wide berth. And you do see members of the Raven Queen coming in and out of it somewhat frequently. And now Raven Queen disciples are very recognizable. They, as well as usually being clad in all black or predominantly black and having the symbol of the Raven Queen on them, the majority of them are hooded, have some type of bird-like feature on their clothes, whether it be, you know, a feather design on their cloak or some type of headwear that resembles feathers or a raven's beak or something to that effect. So they are all very able to be picked out of a crowd. So what exactly is Leo's intentions once he figures out where he is?
Alright, I'm pretty much just gonna walk up to the front door.
Mm-hmm.
And are there any, like, guards, like, right by the front door?
Nope.
No. Alright, I'm just gonna walk in then.
Mm-hmm.
And see if I can find, you know, just somebody that kind of works there, worships there.
Alright, some of that,
you know, obviously yeah, I mean, knows what they're doing.
Yeah, once you go in, you do see that it is a very wide open area. And you see that there are tapestries and murals and everything that surround the walls, basically telling the story of the Raven Queen. You see great battles. You see the love that she gives to the spirits and her fight of the undead and all this kind of stuff. And up at the front of the cathedral area is this very large statue of the Raven Queen, giving her it's carved out of stone and silver, and it shows her in this very kind of flowing form surrounded by these ravens that kind of, you know, almost seem to emanate from her and are kind of caught up in a breeze slightly. And there are several worshippers of hers surrounding this altar, just kind of giving silent praise to her.
All right. Are there any that look more important than the others? You know, fancier robe, you know, stripes, anything?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you see that there are some people that are just in, like, basic black robes, while others are very fancifully decked out, some with collars of feathers and these giant cloaks, they run the gamut from very plain to very extravagant.
All right, I'm gonna go up to one of the ones that's kind of mid, mid-high extravagance. Okay. Not like the most important guy, but kind of...
Got more than a robe, but it's not too fancy.
Yeah.
All right.
And I'm just male or female?
Female.
Walk up to her. Excuse me, ma'am.
And she kind of grasps her hands and gives you a bow and says, "Yes, brother, what can I help you with?"
Yes, ma'am. I've actually just come from the Raven Queen. She sent me here. Unfortunately, she sent me here to find passage on one of the ships. And unfortunately, being dead, I do not have any money on me at all. I was wondering if there was any chance you would know of any place where I could make some money.
Well, for those that actually make their living within Gloomrot, there is plenty of opportunity. However, if you were looking within the temple, then I fear that you have come to a wrong turn.
Oh,
maybe it was something that you missed within your teachings, but we do not necessarily praise wealth.
Quite honestly, I recently died, and upon waking again, myself and my companions found ourselves on this plane, and we were told that we were an impossibility because nobody can come from the material plane and hasn't been able to come from the material plane in hundreds of years, and yet here we are. I had never been a follower of the Raven Queen until I arrived here. I haven't really gotten much training, so it wasn't that I missed that in the training. I haven't had any of the training, but I figured if there was anybody in this town that I could trust to point me in the right direction, they would be here, and that is why I asked you that question.
Ah, so you were one of her sworn, then. I see.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, luckily, if you wish to travel outside of the Shadowfell, then you are in the right place. Gloomrot is the main place of departure, so to speak. I do not mean to, mix words when it comes to that of comings and goings from the Shadowfell. But yes, if you wish to travel to another place within the realms, then Gloomrot is where you need to be. Perhaps you should check out the docks. That is where most travel comes and goes. Perhaps you could gain passage on a ship.
I actually just came from there. I was told that it would be 2,000 gold for myself and my three companions to find passage on a ship.
Yes, unfortunately, the sailors within this area do push rather hard bargains.
Yes.
But well, interplanar travel throughout the Astral Sea, that is not an outrageous cost.
Yes. Well, unfortunately, upon waking in this land, I had literally nothing. The Raven Queen was kind enough to provide myself and my companions weapons and armor and clothing, but as far as gold is concerned, as you said, the Raven Queen and her followers do not really care for gold that much.
Yes, she often does outfit her Sorrow Sworn with what they need to defend both themselves and the teachings and beliefs of the Raven Queen. However, as you said, they do not put much honor or onus on wealth.
So
it is of no use to us, particularly.
So I am learning. Unfortunately, at the moment, it is of very great use to me. I am kind of on a mission for the Raven Queen, but I am kind of in a hiccup at the moment because I do need a lot of gold in not a lot of time. I didn't know if you would know of any place where I could speak to somebody in regards to getting that.
Well, in terms of handing out gold such as that, or any value, That is not something that we keep here. We do not have need for wealth. Everything that we need is provided by the Raven Queen and by our position within the city. We do not really want for anything, so we do not have need for such things. It is unfortunate that you found yourself in such a position, but I suggest if income is what you need, then you search the areas within Gloomrot, and perhaps somebody will be generous enough to give you payment for any particular skills that you might have.
That is actually exactly what I'm looking for. If I may, because I have nothing, is there any chance that you may have a bed that myself and my companions could stay in?
Of course. Being brethren of the Raven Queen, we do provide plenty of area for rest and relaxation and recuperation for our fellow.
I must warn you, one of my companions does follow a different god. He is an ally of the Raven Queen. He follows Paylor. Will that be an issue? Will he still be able to sleep here?
That will have to be taken up with the headmasters of the temple, but I'm sure if he is with the three of you, that they might look to provide some leniency. However, I cannot speak with them. I suggest you bring your friend here and have him speak with the headmasters and see what their decision is.
I shall do that. I thank you very much, my sister. Yes.
May the queen be with you.
You as well. And I'm going to turn and I'm going to walk away.
All right.
And I'm actually going to head back to the tavern at this point because I figure it took me a while to find this freaking place.
Indeed. So probably after a couple of hours, probably a little bit more, Leo finally makes his way back to the tavern. Weirdly enough, you actually end up coming up from the west rather than the east like you did before. Somehow that happened. But regardless, you end up being able to make your way back to the tavern.
Alrighty then. As soon as I walk in, I'm going to look for Dorian, see if he's back yet.
Yeah. Right now, you probably have Dorian and Marmalek sitting at a table, and Galen still playing away. Though right now, probably playing something a little bit more on the softer side, maybe a ballad of sorts.
Yeah, he's winding down at this point. He's tired. He's drunk.
He's probably crying along with the music right now.
That could be.
Yeah.
I'm gonna kind of glance over at the table in front of him. Hmm. Is there any money sitting there?
Yeah, there's a couple of coins.
I'm just gonna shrug, kind of like shake my head, and walk over to Marmalek and Dorian and sit down. Any luck?
A fair amount, actually. First of all, I found several other boats that will only charge 1,000 gold as opposed to the 2,000 we parted ways on. But more to the point than that, Marmalek believes that he can perform a ritual that he's been reading about that will actually take us to this place he's been talking about.
Okay.
Then, if that is the case, we wouldn't need to worry about money or boats or anything like that. If this place actually exists, we would be able to utilize it at our discretion.
That'll actually work out pretty well, because I haven't been able to make anything so far. Marmalek, what's going on?
Oh, okay. Look, if I draw the straight line through once I've done the spiral on this one and then give it a flick here, then it actually comes out exactly like it in the book. So I think I'm pretty much set with the runes and sigils. I think I have it down pretty much at this point. It's just a matter of doing it on a larger scale. So I think we can do it whenever you want.
How about now?
We can try, yeah. That's fine with me.
Alright, how much room do you need?
I need a place that's big enough to do all of these and have enough room for us. Jesse, based on the book, does it say we have to be inside of the symbols or outside of it or what?
No, just where the symbols are is where the gate will open. So
okay.
You're guessing that you probably need about 15 to 20 feet worth of space to be able to properly draw the required symbols.
Okay. So Leo, it looks like we need a decent amount of space. So if we could find somewhere out of the way here that has an area that I could effectively draw these in the dirt, we should be able to get through into the sigil. But it's just a matter of when and where at this point, because I'm good to go.
Alright, well, why don't we just head outside the city then, and we'll go back into the wilderness, and you'll have plenty of space.
Alright, yeah, let's give it a try.
And that way we don't have people nosing around as well.
Yeah, like that, that uppity dwarf. Yeah. Let's get out of here then.
Alright, that'll work.
Alright, so you guys, go to make your way outside the city then?
Mm-hmm.
Alright. Yes. So you guys begin to, you wander around the city and you end up wandering through kind of a trade district. So you see a lot of craftsmen and things like that. A lot of smells of burning wood and burning metal and sulfur and such. But eventually you do make your way out of the city, though not without several disgusted looks from, guardsmen as you pass by. But like I said, eventually you do make your way out to the outskirts of the city.
That'll work.
All right. Well then, I just need an area large enough that that I can draw it all without having to squish anything. I want to make sure that everything is perfect and large enough that it would be a respectable area. So maybe about 20 feet, 25 feet of clear area we just need to find, and I can start.
So, assuming they grabbed me after my set, I can play the whole way out. Man, I'm just tired now. I just want to lay down. Where are we going? And when they find this spot and Marm starts kind of clearing stuff out, Galen just kind of lays down like right towards the middle. Find, you know, right, because it's a nice open spot. So he just kind of like lays down and immediately falls asleep.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Not bug him.
Leo just kind of looks at him in disgust.
All right. Leo, can you hold this book so I can reference it while I'm doing this? We'll get this done faster that way.
Yep.
All right. So he takes his bow and staff. And starts, you know, looking at the symbols and starts digging them into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And just works at it as precisely as he can.
All right. Go ahead and give me an intelligence check.
Just a straight int check?
Yeah.
Okay. That is 22.
Holy crap. Very nice. So it takes you probably a few minutes to get everything down, and you know, you get the outer basic planar travel circle done first, and then the next proper step is to put the symbol of the the plane in into the middle and kind of fit that in. And you've worked in exactly where the line connections need to be and the orientation of it and everything like that. And after about five minutes or so, you finally have everything carved through. And you make that one final connection and kind of the top loop of the symbol for sigil. And finally, once you make that connection and you lift the staff up, the entire thing starts to kind of give a dull glow. And as that begins to happen now, you see in the middle of the circle now kind of floating there is this small, very opaque, but very visible circle that starts out kind of, you know, almost the size of like a small handheld mirror, but then begins to expand out, and the kind of shimmeriness of it around the outside, you see your reflection within it, but you can also see on the other side is a completely different background. So you're seeing yourselves reflected in this surface, but instead of seeing the backdrop of those demonic skin walls of Gloomrot, you're seeing a very hustle and bustle town on the other side.
Well, Leo, it appears to have worked, at least to bring us somewhere that looks interesting. You ready to go?
Yeah. Are you sure that's sigil?
I can't say I'm absolutely sure. I've never been there, but this book was crafted very well, and it took what appears to be a long time to make. And I don't think someone would make such an elaborate hoax that would actually take you somewhere different. It could be, but I highly doubt it.
All right, well, let's try it then. Everybody else ready?
Ready.
Shake, Galen. Wake up.
What?
Get ready to go. We're jumping through the mirror portal.
Through what? Through the mirror?
We're going to Sigil.
Well, where is that? That's not where we're from, is it?
No, but we'll be able to get to where we're from there, hopefully.
I guess it's better than here.
All right. Let's go. And Marm just walks directly at it.
Okay. And you burn to death. No, I'm joking.
You freeze to death.
Yeah, right. All right. So I'm guessing the rest of you are going to follow suit then?
Yep.
All right. So with each of you that walks through, there's a slight shimmer in the surface, almost as if, you know, kind of breaking a very viscous liquid. And you now disappear through the reflective surface, and no more seeing your reflection, but each one of you that walks through now appears on the other side of this glass, so to speak. And as the last of you steps through, it hangs there for a brief moment, and then the portal closes, and the entire glow of the symbols and everything disappears, and the whole thing just kind of fills itself in, almost, within the ground. That'll do it for us this week, but stay tuned next time for more of the Dragon Fisters Actual Play Podcast. Remember to go to thedragonfisters.blogspot.com and click on that Amazon link, and head on over to audibletrial.com/dragonfisters for your free 30-day Audible trial. Also, in the meantime, you can follow us on Twitter with @dragonfisters, contact us with thedragonfisters@gmail.com, you can like us on Facebook, or you can rate us on iTunes, RPG Podcast, and Stitcher. And don't forget to head on over to the pointsofinterestpodcast.com for more audio awesomeness. So, until next time, roll 'em high and roll 'em often.
This has been a presentation of the Points of Interest Podcast Network. Podcast by geeks, for geeks.